Okay, we are back again with another update about the network case in Russia. Sadly, we don't have good news about it. There have been the sentences for the accused in the network case. Yeah, maybe you can again shortly, really short, explain what is the network case, and then we go further.
So very briefly about the network case is that in October 2017 and in January 2018, there were several people who associate themselves as anarchists or anti-fascists were detained in Penza in St. Petersburg in Russia. All in all, it's 10 people, and they were accused of organizing and participating in a terrorist community, so-called network. And its supposed aim is to sway the popular masses for further destabilization of the political situation in Russia, with whatever means. And there was massive tortures, like electrocutting, used against arrested people and some of the witnesses even, as a way of forcing them to confess, and some weapons were planted. Yeah, and what is uniting these people? Not all of them knew each other personally, or they knew also one or two times, and they were playing airsoft, and some of them were using encryption on computer, and they were reading anarchist, leftist, or medical literature, and this was used as a proof that they were planning some terrorist attacks. And in the end of the accusation, there was no concrete information on what, when, how they were planning to destroy. It was just an unclear time, an unclear place, with unclear measures they were trying to make a revolution.
And everybody of them was held in investigation prison during the investigations were going on, or were some of them also on probation?
No, it's the terrorism article is the hardest one, so none of them, and in general in Russia mostly, people are always put in the pretrial detention because it's the easiest way to force them to confess and to control what they do, even if there is really no reason to keep people imprisoned. And yeah, all of them were in pretrial detention, and one person who got 18 years of imprisonment, he was for 2 years in solitary, and even in now he's in another prison, but for more than 1 year he was an extra block alone where nobody else was inside, so they could do whatever with him.
Okay, and during the trial, have there been specific things on court, or was it like business as usual, like it's always in Russia on trial? Or can you tell us a little bit more about how was the trial?
Yeah, first of all, the trial was quite long and exhausting, and the thing is that it's of course was in a way business as usual, but in during the court they found out that some files that were used as a proof were changed after the laptop was at the FSB ex-KGB hands, and also some witnesses were talking that they were tortured or forced to say this and that statements, and there was nobody, really nobody, the main witnesses of the accusation who would say, yes, we were planning this and that, or they would just somehow say, yeah, it was a terrorist organization, but without any concrete plans. And yeah, all in all, when you look through what people were saying, the main proofs of the accusation has nothing concrete about terrorism. Like, yeah, maybe people were speaking about revolution or how to prepare yourself in case of, I don't know, if there will be a nationalist revolution and how do they should react, but something clear, that it was really nothing. And yeah, but and the judge of course was completely doing nothing about tortures, always saying, hey, we are not here, not about this, not about this, it's not, we are only talking about terrorism here, not about tortures. And so yeah, that's how it was.
And so in the end, there are that really long sentences for the accused. Can you tell us a little bit more about the sentences and maybe as well about your own opinion? What does it mean to the movement?
Yeah, the sentences are quite high. I mean, there are of course also higher sentences on the terrorist cases, but this was one where there was no act at all, no victims or nothing, and no clear plans. And they were just planning to plan something. And the highest is 18 years sentence for Dmitry Pchelintsev and 16 years for Ilya Shakursky in maximum security penal colony. So it's like one of the strictest regimes in prison, and they were claimed to be an organizers of the terrorist community. They were both hardly tortured, and and in the end, before going to court, they were proposed, or you say that you are guilty, you confess, and then you get the article on participation, or if not, then you will be an organizer. So they denied, and that's why they got the highest sentences. Then Maxim Ivankin got 13 years, Andrei Chernov 14, Mikhail Kulkov 10. They were accused in being participants, but also in attempting to sell drugs. That's why they have also quite high sentences of the two articles. Vasily Kuksov got 9 years of penal colony, and he was the one who was not saying any word to accusation ever, and he also got tuberculosis during the days of, it's like open form of tuberculosis, really hard thing. And the last person is Arman Sagenbaev. He received 6 years in prison. And yeah, and I should say it's only the court in Penza, which is finished. It's two parallel cases on the network case. One court is going on in St. Petersburg. And there are two more people who will get some sentence, but it's now it's in the middle of the process. And the court was stopped in August to make some expertise, they said. And it will continue from 25th of February. So it looks like that they were just waiting when the decision will be done in Penza, because the materials of the case in St. Petersburg is 80% based on the Penza materials. So it was just, again, some play of court. And yeah, there is no optimism. If the decision of the court was completely what the prosecutor was asking. So it seems like in St. Petersburg will be the same. What the prosecutor will ask, the same will the people get.
Okay, 18 years of prison, that's really, really much. There's no evidence at all. What does it mean in Russia if you have 18 years of prison? I mean, there are several countries in which there's always like a lot of years, but in the end you have to make maybe the half or not even the half of the years of it, because you can go out earlier. What does it mean in Russia if you have 18 years of prison?
Yeah, it depends usually from criminal case, from the article. And I'm not sure. I think the terrorist article means that after two-thirds of the sentence, you can apply to leave beforehand. But only if you were always doing super good, like perfect, better than you were in a normal life in prison. And usually with political prisoners, it doesn't work like this. You will get punishment on any stupid thing. You just turned wrong. You, I don't know, have one button on your short open, and then now you are going to the punishment cell, and you will never get the chance to get out earlier. So, yeah, you can get more troubles there, you can get more strict regime there. And yeah, and of course there are many cases when during somebody's imprisonment they were opening up one more criminal case and prolonged it. So yeah, this I would say what it means. And of course, I didn't answer what it means for the movement. It's difficult to answer what it means for the movement. It just happened. I'm in shock, and everybody have only swear words to express. And there is a massive solidarity. There were many people coming to visit the court, and everybody was shocked. But it's not paralyzing shock. It's more a shock like, okay, phew, we really need to do something. And also, maybe important thing to mention, that there were many people coming to the court in Pienza, which is 600 kilometers from Moscow and from different places from Russia. I don't know, like maybe 40 people or so. And they were 3 days in a row, 4 days in a row, completely observed by police. There were police coming to the flat where people were staying, were kicking everybody out from the flat, were arresting people on the railway stations and making lots of stress, were like saying, what do you want, the lawyer? It's a Pienza baby, and just beating people with the elbow to the nose. So it's, I don't know, it's still not over. I hope that I didn't check, but some people were still there and saw the police out from the windows of the flats, and so yeah, it's an ongoing process. I don't know. Ask me in a in a month.
Okay, we will do. Thanks for sharing information with us. Hopefully, there will be a lot of solidarity, not only in Russia, but all over the world.
Yeah, maybe the last thing, there is no yet open call for any days of action or something, but from 25th of February, there is a process continuing in St. Petersburg, and I think it would be cool if people will do some actions in front of the consulates, embassies, or whatever, to make stress and show to Russian government that there is solidarity and that people are caring.